on 92.9 The Game, and we have some breaking news. Seems like at this hour, we're the show that gets all the breaking news. We broke the Antonio Brown trade a couple of nights ago, and now someone else from Pittsburgh has officially signed. Le'Veon Bell is a New York Jet. There it is. That was it's not that surprising. The Jets basically had the most money to give him. The Colts were out very, very early. They have a ton of money. And the Colts didn't want him. And so Le'Veon Bell is going to be a New York Jet. There were a lot of teams that were hoping that, and this is like just breaking news, like SportsCenter's on right now, and Adam Schefter is like on the phone sitting with Scott Van Pelt, and he's just about to break the news. So this is breaking news. Le'Veon Bell, former Pittsburgh Steeler, is now a New York Jet. No word on the compensation. Obviously, Le'Veon Bell wants to be paid as the highest paid running back in the league. He wants to get like top receiver-ish money, big time money. But we're not sure what it is right now. As I was saying earlier, a lot of teams were interested in Le'Veon Bell at the right price. So I know there was a handful of teams that were sitting there hoping the Jets would pull out of their offer for Le'Veon Bell, that the market would come down on his value, and then they might be able to swoop in at more of a reasonable $14 or $15 million. That does not seem to be the case, as the Jets have swiped up and snapped up Le'Veon Bell. They do not say how much, though. We will wait and we'll give you how much money it is whenever they allow us to see what it is. It'll be a long-term deal, and it's going to be in double digit. I mean, we're talking $15 to $20 million a year. Schefter's still on the phone right now. This is like live on ESPN. It's really funny to watch. I'm Thomas Mott. This is Ready or Mott. My producer, Marshall Parker, is here. So many people are following our official show Twitter handle, at Ready or Mott on Twitter, and we appreciate everyone following us there. If you're curious what I look like, we just posted a picture on the official profile of Ready or Mott. It's like the big banner backdrop picture. That is from tonight. So you, if you're curious, you know, you put a face to radio.
You've definitely got a face for radio.
You think so?
No.
Wow. That's what my mom said. She said the same thing.
I hear that so often.
It's such a dumb thing to say.
It is.
It's like, I'm not ugly. None of us are ugly.
No. But seriously, like, Don't go up to somebody that you meet that's in radio and be like, oh, yeah, you got a face for radio.
Well, and
like,
what's...
I mean, I get it. It's a joke. But, like, can I tell you how many times I've heard that
in the
4 years that I've been doing radio?
I have, too. Well, and what's funny, too, is, like, that's not how it works. If you don't go to radio because you're too ugly for television. You go to radio because you don't want to do TV. And we could talk about this for hours, because I had to decide between radio and TV at the start of my young career. And I chose radio because I could do more of what I wanted instead of being a local no-name reporter in what's a tiny town in Georgia. I mean, I don't know what a tiny town in Georgia is, but I'm sure they're out there, and that's kind of what you have to do. So I chose radio, and I love it, and that means we got to move on to some Atlanta Braves news. And it revolves around the pitching prospects and what we're going to do. And, of course, we have an interview with the Atlanta Braves GM coming up from Dukes and Bell in about 15 minutes. But
yeah, those guys were on fire today.
God, Dukes
good
and Bell.
Grief.
Okay,
between
listen.
Darren Eels and Alex Anthopoulos.
Dukes and Bell
good
is the number
grief.
One show on our station, and rightfully so. It makes sense. All the shows are killing it. But, of course, at a radio station, how it works is the number one show normally gets all the big interviews, and they had both of the big ones today, as you just heard, the president, Darren Eels, of Atlanta United on Dukes and Bells just earlier today. And, of course, like I said, Braves audio from their GM coming up. But first...
Oh, there it is. I just got the alert from Bleacher Report.
There it is,
Le'Veon
right? It's
Bell.
Official. Do we have money yet? Do we have how much money? Because that's what Matt... Here it is. 4 years, $52 million. That's not a lot at all. Yeah, right. The pick is in. That's good. No, okay. So... Le'Veon Bell gets 4 years, $52.2 million with the Jets, which is not as much as I thought it was going to be. That's $13 million a year. That is way less than Le'Veon Bell wanted, which basically tells me the market was not there. People did not want to pay Le'Veon Bell what he thought. Remember, Le'Veon Bell was making like $11 million on the franchise tag with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he wanted to get paid in the $15 to $20 million range, and Bell now makes about $13 million a year. Still a lot, but I wonder if that's the highest paid. What does Todd Gurley make a year? Okay, this is like on-the-fly journalism, but let's compare it. Todd Gurley makes 14.3. So the Jets went to him and said, we're not paying you. They're paying him less than Todd Gurley. Le'Veon Bell, $13 million. Todd Gurley, 14.3. So Le'Veon Bell gambled on himself, still makes a lot of money, but not the money that he was expecting